Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Bold Predictions. We are not exactly lighting the world on fire with them recently as Ohio State gets ready to host Purdue on Saturday afternoon. I will not claim to be the winner last week. They didn't really go that well. That's Spencer Holbrook, Zach Carpenter, Jeremy Birmingham. I am Austin Ward. But I think we're all going to do a lot better. We're going to drill down.
Bold prediction one, we're all going to do better.
I don't know if I'm with you on that one.
I think we are. I have a lot of faith. Anyway, Ohio State is still unbeaten in the Big Ten. Purdue, the last time these two teams matched up, they shocked the world.
Yep.
Do you guys think that's going to happen again? I guess we're going to find out as bold prediction number one starts with Berm.
Bold prediction number one is that the Ohio State running game gets unhitched a little bit this week.
Unhitched,
because it's been hitched the last couple weeks. Travion Henderson back to 7 yards a carry on Saturday. I don't exactly know how many carries. Things are foggy. But Purdue has a pretty good front seven. They really have...
I guess I was immediately wrong on my bold prediction. We're not going to do much better.
Purdue has a really good front seven. They are one of the better defenses in the Big Ten, but I really haven't played an offense, I think, that is as multidimensional as Ohio State. They did a nice job on Kenneth Walker last week, but Michigan State really doesn't have a passing attack despite being the best group of receivers in the Big Ten.
Hat tip. Fact check. News.
I think that it's an opportunity for Ohio State. Okay. Free press, news, whatever. They're the same. They're all wrong. I think that Ohio State gets the running game going. I'm going to say 200 yards of rushing for Ohio State and 7 yards of carry for Travion Henderson. 145 for him on the ground.
Oh. Well, now we've got it. Right. So now we actually can figure out the number of carries.
The fog is clear. Well, speaking of it.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like 21 carries.
Sure. 21 carries, 145 yards.
Speaking to the run game.
Yep.
CJ Stroud has come under a lot of fire for not running the ball.
I knew that Spencer was going to do it.
And he made a comment last week that said, my job is not, you know, what was the comment even?
If my job was to run, I would be a running back.
Absolutely. And I agree with him.
That's a true statement, by the way.
He's called a passing back. But this week, he will have.
Wait a minute.
He will have, and this is a bold prediction.
Inventing new stuff on this show.
I know this is going to sound low, but it's a bold prediction. He will have 35 rushing yards for Ohio State because I think when the defense gives him a lane to run in the passing game when he's scrambling, I think he's actually going to start to take it. You saw these progressions from different Ohio State quarterbacks in the past. It's a feel for the game. It's not a willingness to run, I think he's heard the criticism. Actually, I know he's heard the criticism because of the way he responded. I know Ryan Day took a lot of questions about it. I think that was probably a little bit of a point of emphasis this week. So I'm going to say that C.J. Stroud, when he has the opportunity to, will take those 4 or 5 yards. I think it'll happen quite often. Give him 35 rushing.
Yeah, for some reason.
Is he going to score?
No. But that's bold enough. He hasn't had that all year.
Okay. How many rushing attempts?
I don't know. 35 yards.
Just one for 35 yards. For some reason, I had a feeling that one of us was going to predict this, predict something about C.J. Stroud rushing, and I had a feeling it would be Spencer. So I'm good at bold predictions if I don't say them out loud.
You're good at boldly predicting what we're going to boldly predict.
Yes, exactly, because I know you guys so well.
What about your bold predictions?
So Austin asked, or maybe it was Berm, 2 minutes before we started recording, who did their research this week? I took like 2-3 minutes to look up stats right before coming on, essentially. Uh-huh. And seeing the stats for Purdue's passing defense, they're top 15 in passing yards allowed, top 15 in passing yards allowed per attempt.
Mm-hmm.
They're bottom six, number six, worst in the country at yards allowed per completion. So I think that's going to that sort of.
I think he did too much
research.
So
what do you say? So you're saying
that was literally it. I literally had to hit the tab that organizes it by worst and best.
So you're seeing teams don't really catch a lot of balls against them, but when they do, it's for big plays.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Okay. Berm always like just says what I'm thinking.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So such good chemistry there. I think it's going to open up the middle of the field for Ohio State's passing game, And in turn, once they get that going, it's going to line up big, deep shots down the sidelines. I think Chris Olave, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and Garrett Wilson, assuming he plays, all finish with at least 100 yards receiving. And I think I'm going to kick myself for not going with another rushing thing, because I agree with what Berm said about Ohio State's rushing offense potentially get back on track this week.
There's no reason you can't. Just wait till your next turn, Zach.
After I said Travion Henderson for 300 scrimmage yards, I'm a little hurt right now.
You should be a touch more reluctant. Yes.
I don't really think that Ohio State will care to run the football that much in this game. And there's a lot of opportunity to make plays against Purdue's secondary. So, I predict that Garrett Wilson will play on Saturday afternoon. He'll come back from those concussion-like symptoms that plagued him last week after getting maliciously hit in the head. Not a target, by the way, even though his back was turned and he was on his knees. I guess he was able to defend himself from that. Big Ten officiating continuing to do some great work. But Garrett Wilson will roar back into the lineup. I think he will have 11 receptions, 175 yards, and two touchdowns in his return to the lineup. I'm not really as panicked over the rushing game. I'm definitely not worried about C.J. Stroud's ability to impact it. What this team does better than anybody else in the country is throw the football and take advantage of the three of the best six receivers in the country, I'll say. Spencer, we can fact check that later and provide our own list, but this is a team that will go as far as the passing attack will take it. The explosive plays will return, and that in turn will then open up the rushing attack.
Yeah, and I like airplanes. I like how they're constantly flying over our heads. If you guys can't hear them at home, be glad for it, because they're super annoying for us. You know what else is super annoying?
What else
is super annoying? The way that Jeremy Ruckert has played so far this year for Ohio State, it's been very inconsistent. People expect more out of a guy that they thought was going to be the best tight end in the country this year. I think he gets back on track Saturday, and I'm not predicting one touchdown, but three Jeremy Ruckert touchdowns against Purdue.
That leader for the boldest.
You could have really built it up with not one, not two.
No,
he
not,
did that last week.
I'm not here
he
to,
can't, you know,
I'm just making his think like team. Drilling down.
I am not here to lead these people asunder and give them this like, oh, what's he gonna say? What's he gonna do? I'm just coming.
You do that all the time.
Coming
asunder.
To facts only. Three touchdowns, Ruckert. Count it.
Are you gonna crush a beer on your head now? That's what I sound like. Let's go.
If I had one, I would.
Does anyone know?
Me too.
This is gonna be weird. Does anyone know the name of Purdue's starting running back?
Pistol Pete.
No.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Drew Brees.
His name is King Darue. It's one of the coolest names in college football.
Do you know that Purdue has the worst rushing offense in the Big Ten?
Bingo. Purdue, less than 50 yards on the ground for the game.
Is that bold if they ran for 6 yards last week?
Negative rushing yards for Purdue in this game.
That was
it's less than 50, isn't it?
A lot of sacks.
This Ohio State.
-150.
This Ohio State running
defense. Nay. I raise you.
This Ohio State running defense is getting better. It was already good. It wasn't the issue at any point during the season. And I really think that they're starting to turn a corner on the defensive line. And not only does that pertain to pass rush and Tyreek Smith and Zach Harrison, but the guys just get after it when it comes to stopping the run. I think they take a lot of pride in it. I think one of the things you're going to see is an aggressive front, trying to make sure that Purdue doesn't think they can throw the ball everywhere deep. And you know, really minimize what Purdue can do up front. I don't think Purdue's going to be able to go anywhere. King Darue, your name is super cool. You're going to have nowhere to go.
King Darue negative rushing for Purdue. How will
negative
he do?
Rushing yards for Purdue in this game.
Well, I'm tired of the past 2 weeks being so wrong, talking up Ohio State. It's going to be a blowout. It's going to be just offensive explosion.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time for me to do a little curveball and do a little Purdue bowl prediction.
Negative prediction?
A negative bold prediction.
I did some of those last year. Okay.
I think Purdue's and this is a hand up on me. When I did my second half bold predictions, I talked about the passing offenses that Ohio State was going to face the rest of the season. And I basically just threw Purdue. I mean, I didn't take them seriously. And it's a hand up because their passing offense actually has been pretty impressive, especially last week. They put up like over 500 yards against
Michigan State. Second most passing yards in the Big Ten.
5-6, yeah. Actually. Yes, I said over 500 yards, so I wasn't wrong.
Yeah, go ahead.
He was wrong last week.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I think Purdue is going to throw for 400 or more passing yards. Ohio State is also going to throw for 400 or more passing yards.
We're
going to
be there all night.
I think it's going to be a shootout, but 400 plus yards passing for Purdue.
It's going to be a shootout.
Tulsa was the is the only other team. Boy. You looked like you needed another little stat.
I was trying to understand why Spencer was pointing guns at me and Berm. But
it's going
to
be a shootout, boys.
Okay.
All right, Spencer.
He's just excited.
I am excited. It's bold prediction.
He's just really excited. He has no idea why we're here.
I don't believe that Purdue is going to have that much success throwing the football. And the reasons are twofold. Spencer alluded to some of them, but the way that Tyreek Smith and Zach Harrison are playing, that clock is going to be going very quickly for Purdue to try and get the ball out. That these are two potential first-round NFL draft picks, and they are starting to finally look like it. We've been saying it for 3 and 4 years for these guys because we know what their physical measurables are. We know who's coaching them. And there's always just been something missing, whether it was injuries for Tyreek Smith, whether that was playing with a consistent motor, or all that Zach Harrison lost in his second year on campus. But they're there now. They're playing at a high level. Plus, you've got Jack Sawyer and JT Tuimoloau coming off the bench. Javonte Jean-Baptiste playing better. Tyler Williams can bring some. Haskell Garrett, when he's fully healthy, I think he'll be closer to that this week. That's going to speed it up. And Denzel Burke and Cameron Brown are two of the highest-rated defenders in terms of passer rating allowed in the country. So I'd say that David Bell will have less than 100 yards receiving, and Purdue overall will be held to 234.
Here's the interesting thing about the Purdue passing game. They are second in the Big Ten in passing yards gained, but they've completed like 100 less passes than Ohio State, or 100 more passes than Ohio State, and Ohio State has more passing yards because Purdue really wants to stretch the edge of the field, and that's why I think that quick clock is actually just what Purdue wants this weekend. We've seen everyone this year that has success passing against Ohio State attacking just the perimeter and then letting guys go because the Buckeyes have missed a ton of tackles. And I think if I have a concern heading into the game, that's probably it, because we remember what happened in West Lafayette in 2019, 2018 with the inability to tackle guys in space. This Purdue team doesn't have a Rondale Moore type out on the edge, but they're going to throw the ball a lot. And I think that's going to lead for Ohio State to have an opportunity to have a couple tipped interceptions. And I think you're going to see two interceptions for the Ohio State linebackers. I don't know who gets them.
I'm going to say Steel Chambers is probably going to get one of them.
Steel Chambers is a good choice to get one, but I think you're going to see two linebacker interceptions for Ohio State because Purdue is going to try that snap, drop, throw, and you're going to see the rush from Tyreek Smith.
Shut him down, open up shop?
Yes, exactly. You're going to see Tyreek Smith and Zach Harrison, those guys get their hands up and tip balls that are going out to the perimeter. Two interceptions for the Ohio State linebackers.
Okay.
Delightful.
I was going to go with some interceptions, but I'll go with maybe a different direction.
Why is everyone so sensitive?
I'll go a different direction.
Don't call me sensitive? How dare you?
Zach took my question.
Same principle, different direction.
Uh-huh.
I think Bryson Shaw will have at least 3 passes deflected. Because I think when you talk about a guy who's just playing a lot better, who's seeing the field a lot better, reading quarterbacks better, not having his eyes manipulated near as badly as he was at the beginning of the season. This is one of those guys. It reminds me of what people thought of Pete Werner and Tuff Borland in 2018. Those guys did get better as the year went on. Into 2019, they looked really good, but nobody gave them credit because they only remembered them for that Purdue game. Everybody remembers Bryson Shaw from that Oregon game. He looks like a completely different player, and I think he's going to have at least 3 passes deflected. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets both hands on one and gets a pick. This is one of my favorite stories of the season, is the way he's been able to take himself from a guy who was, to be honest, a liability on the field at the beginning of the year to now one of the role players who's really making an impact in the secondary. I think he's going to have at least 3 passes deflected.
Okay.
You guys see what I'm doing here?
Being sensitive.
Arms crossed.
No, I'm flexing.
Oh.
I'm flexing. You want to know why? Because Larry Johnson – no, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Go ahead.
Larry Johnson called Jack Sawyer more of a finesse player earlier in the season, which is accurate. Sacker at the time. But guess what he did last week? He basically bulldozed. He muscled up.
He injured his ab.
And bulldozed through Nebraska. Is he not playing?
I think he's going to play, but he's injured.
Okay, well, then he's going to fight through that. He's going to fight through that ab injury.
To not be a finesse guy.
To not be a finesse guy.
Got it.
And he's going to get two sacks.
Whoa. Okay.
So he's not only is he going to play, he's going to play well. So, boom, two bold predictions.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. I love it.
Here's another interception for Ohio State. There will be three for the Buckeyes on Saturday. And the third one is going to be Cameron Martinez, because in this type of game where the Purdue is stretching to the perimeter of the field, you're going to see Ohio State run him out there a lot more because he's a pretty good pass defender where he struggles a little bit against the running game. At this point in his career, I think you'll see Cam Martinez back in the lineup a lot more, and I think he'll get a pick.
You just went on a turn. Go ahead.
No.
He wants to talk about Cameron Martinez,
I had to get one. I'm done now.
Huh. What should I do with my third bold prediction?
I don't know. I'm done talking.
A Purdue punt return for a touchdown?
I took a week off. Uh-huh. I thought I was going to be really close to an Emeka Egbuka kickoff return for a touchdown. And Garrett Wilson didn't play. He was the guy that I thought would break the streak. I don't think he's going to get that role this week. So I will say again that Jackson Smith and Jigba will go back as the punt returner, mm-hmm. and he will break the streak, and it will be over, and I can stop boldly predicting that Ohio State gets a punt return for a touchdown.
The week after they return one will be the boldest one, because it's hard to do in two straight weeks.
Well, don't spoiler alert.
Don't tempt him.
What is your score prediction?
What is it like to just like mail it in every week? Do you enjoy that, or do you think that the people enjoy it, or do you just like, I truly believe this?
I mean, I don't understand how it's taken so long. I truly don't. Mm-hmm. This team has so much talent. They emphasize special teams. They have skilled players. I mean, sometimes they were putting the wrong people back there. So you can put some of the onus on the streak on the coaching staff.
Okay.
But it blows my mind. Like kickoff returns, the game has changed. You're not even going to have that many opportunities. In some cases, you don't even want them if you're Ohio State because your offense just take it on the 25. But I just truly don't understand how this team can't get a punt return. So I do believe every week that they have a chance to do it. It can't be cursed. It's not like defense against the dark arts back there. I mean, it's Garrett Wilson back there we're talking about. Okay. Anyway, I do believe it.
I do believe Ohio State's also going to block a punt this week, so there's another bold.
How many are you going to make? You're supposed to do
a
score.
I have a lot of them.
Bold
prediction number 17 for me. Ohio State is going to win 42-27.
42-27. It's a cover.
I've got 34-13. I don't think Purdue is going to be able to do what they did to Michigan State. This is one of those stinkers for Purdue. You know, you beat.
Stinker.
I'm telling you, you beat Iowa. You come back the next week. You lay an egg. You have a stinker out there. You beat Michigan State. Then you come back. It's hard to get up.
Today's word
weeks.
Of the week is stinker.
What was it,
34-13? Asunder was the other one.
What about you there, Zachariah? What's your score prediction?
Like I said earlier, I think it's going to be a shootout, somewhat of a shootout. Maybe not shootout, but at least a high-scoring game.
More of a this,
what was the motion?
Not of this.
What was the motion again?
Shootout.
There we go. I have 42-28.
I said 42-27.
I don't listen to you half the time you talk on here. So
then it's a duel.
Hurry up.
Ohio State wins 44-24 on Saturday afternoon in the Horseshoe. Can't wait to bring you full coverage of Ohio State and Purdue. You can get all of our coverage at lettermanrow.com as part of the On3 Network. You can subscribe right now and get recruiting coverage from Berm and Zach and team coverage from me and Spencer and all you could ask for, including brilliant analysis like bold predictions. Thanks for joining us again. Enjoy the game. We will see you after the game to break down Purdue at Ohio State. See you then.